Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome back to the Evan Astori Show. I'm your host, Evan Astori, and welcome to the host who always comes every Wednesday, my cousin, Callahan. Say hello.
What up?
And the episode for today is E&E, Evan, and Entourage Part 2. So this is where me and the Burger will be talking about upcoming movies once again. Last time we talked about X-Men Apocalypse, Star Wars 7, and Avengers Age of Ultron. This time it's these movies: Suicide Squad, Captain America Civil War, Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2, and so on. So, let's begin with Suicide Squad. Tell me about the Suicide Squad, Cal.
Well, basically Suicide Squad is I grew up on comics, of course, and so I read about them. It's just I think it's Lex Luthor that gets them together, but it's like a band of villains that are kind of, doing good?
Yes.
Or kind of like working for their jail time or something like that? I don't know.
I thought it was Rick Flagg that brought them together.
I don't know.
Talk about
the actors.
The actors in this movie are maybe Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor again. It's going to be Jared Leto as the Joker. I think he will be great, but he will not outwit Heath Ledger. It's going to have Margaret Robbie as what's her name? Margot Robbie
as
Harley Quinn. There's a Joker. Will Smith is Deadshot. Jake Courtney is Deathstroke.
Yep.
Or Boomerang. I'm sorry, Boomerang. And Viola Davis is Amanda Waller. And Joel Kinnaman as Rick Flagg. Now, let's talk about the original actor and the tragedy who originally was going to play Rick Flagg.
I was really excited because Tom Hardy, my favorite actor ever, was going to be was going to play as Rick Flagg. And for some reason, he gave up the role.
Scheduling
issues. I thought it was going to be because he's already been Bane in the DC Universe. Okay, scheduling issues. I'm not excited for Joel, Kinnaman? I wish it was Joel Edgerton, because he's just like kind of like the brother of Tom Hardy.
Or John Bernthal.
John Bernthal would have been awesome, too. I'm a big fan of John Bernthal.
But before Joel Kinnaman was Rick Flagg, it was rumored to be Jake Gyllenhaal. And he rejected it for some reason.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Joel Edgerton. John Bernthal. They're all better than Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah, when I told his brother Remington that it was Joel Kinnaman, he freaked out. Yeah, and we are very excited for that movie. It's going to be next year in 2016. Next movie, Captain America: Civil War. So, Civil War in the Marvel Comics is a war called Hero versus Hero. So what happened was the Avengers went to stop a villain in a school, but he did a crime in a school, and the Avengers were framed for it. The government brought them to court, and they were all. And then when the government found them guilty, they labeled them and every single superhero weapons of mass destruction. And then they put out this thing called the registration and the anti-registration side, and they said, you must pick which side to be on. Iron Man chose registration, and Captain America chose anti-registration, and that caused them to battle each other. What's your opinion on Civil War?
I'm excited because if you play the game Ultimate Alliance 2, they do the whole Civil War.
Oh.
I'm excited because I'm a big fan of that whole era. I'm excited. What I'm not excited for is, what I suggest is that if you're smart, you go with anti-registration.
Yeah.
Because we should always be anti-government. Well, that's what
and
I think.
Tony Stark is not being smart at this time.
I think Captain America is making the right choice. Plus, he gets a way better team. Captain America gets everyone.
Spider-Man gets Iron Man. Captain America gets Spider-Man and a lot of the heroes, while Iron Man gets the opposite.
Iron Man gets Fantastic Four.
X-Men or not X-Men?
I'm pretty sure if the X-Men went with anyone, it would be anti-registration.
So why did Spider-Man join Captain America? Iron Man, since the world knows who Captain America and Iron Man are, he urged him to go in front of TV and show who he really was. He did so. And then when Dylan found out, they went to his house and killed Aunt May. And that caused him to get angry at Iron Man, join Captain America, and go after him. And next year...
Spoiler.
What? Well, they're probably going to change it because if I'm right, it's going to start in Avengers Age of Ultron.
It could actually.
Well, yeah.
Because I know that the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be joining... the Avengers in Infinity Wars.
Well, speaking of that, do you think in the next, since every superhero has just been labeled weapons of mass destruction, do you think it's going to be hero versus hero in Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
No, it's going to be about Guardians of the Galaxy.
We'll see. Alright, next year is the movie Captain America Civil War, the third Captain America movie, where it will be about Iron Man and Captain America battling each other, and it'll have Robert Downey Jr.
We just talked about this.
No, we didn't talk about the actors.
Everyone knows who's going to play who. We don't need to go through that. We went through it last week.
We didn't talk about this part. Daniel Brühl is an actor who was in one part of
No one knows Daniel. Move on.
He was one part of the Bourne Ultimatum.
No one knows Daniel Brühl.
He was in one part of the Bourne Ultimatum, and he is playing Baron Zemo. And it's going to be set next year, May 6, 2016. Next movie, I don't know if I have any interest in seeing it, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Now, I tell you the truth, they don't have a storyline out yet, but...
You want my opinion about it?
Yeah.
I hate the idea, but Batman versus Superman.
Let me get Ben Affleck.
That has something to do with it. Let me just say this, though. I'm a big fan of Batman. One of my favorite superheroes.
Christian Bale was great, yeah.
Christian Bale did a good job. I'm not excited for Ben Affleck. I don't want to see Ben Affleck as Batman. I'm surprised if anyone does. He's got a muscle suit. The man isn't even working out to be Batman. That's
Christian Bale had a muscle suit, didn't he?
No. Christian Bale, he had like an armor suit, but it was really cool because he went from The Machinist which he lost a lot of weight to Batman, which he got pretty buff for it. My point is, if you're going to play someone big, if you're going to play anyone as an actor, you need to be committed. If you're going to be like, if you want to commit as an actor, you need to put your body through what it needs. Like, you need to do what it needs. Anyway, my opinion of Batman versus Superman is a toddler versus adult scenario.
Batman against Superman?
Superman's the adult. Batman's the toddler.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way in any universe ever that Batman would be able to beat Superman unless he was able to put a bunch of kryptonite somewhere where Superman cannot see, which still is impossible. If he can lure Superman into something that's going to be a kryptonite, like, it's just so stupid. It's basically Calvin and Hobbes, the cartoon Calvin and Hobbes, they had... That they had a Calvin was this little kid, and he had a babysitter, Roxy or Roxanne, I think, and she would always like there was always a battle between them. Roxanne always won because she was the bigger person. He always ended up going to bed, right? Always ended up going to bed. That's the whole thing. There's no way in heck that Batman's going to win.
Probably. Well, anyway, I want to see it because Jesse Eisenberg is Lex Luthor. He'll be great.
Really, though?
Yeah. And our final topic right now, before we run out, is Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2. So, in the movie, the Avengers will come back to face... All right, if you saw the Avengers, and if you knew who Ronan was, they're going to come back to... And you saw Guardians of the Galaxy, you know who Ronan was. They're going to come back to face their mentor, Thanos, the Mad Titan, and a weapon he has, which is a giant glove called the Infinity Gauntlet. Now, tell me about the Infinity Gauntlet.
Well, I mean, you did a pretty good explanation yourself. Basically... Thanos is the leader, or was the mentor of Loki and of Ronan. And so the Infinity Gauntlet, if I'm not mistaken, is... I don't know much about it, actually. Even though I just read a comic about it.
Actually, I know something about it. It controls everything. Time, space, mind, and so on. Yeah. Anyway, Thanos is played by one of my most favorite actors in Callahan's 2, Josh Brolin.
I never said he was one of my favorite actors. I
thought he was one.
I like him. He's not one of my favorites.
You've seen No Country? You've been mad.
Yeah, that was good. Well, actually, it was.
Okay. And so it's going to be released in 2018 and 19.
And like I said earlier, it will include the Guardians of the Galaxy because in the comics, that's basically, they eventually meet up and become a team together, Avengers and Guardians, which I'm very excited
for. Me too. So if you're a Joss Whedon fan, I am sorry to tell you, he is not going to direct Infinity War, Part 1 and Part 2, the director, Joss Whedon. So it'll be instead be directed by Captain America, the Winter Soldier directors, Anthony and Joe Russo. Do you know them, by the way, Ken?
No.
They directed, as before, Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Ah.
It's one of my favorite movies. So, which part are you excited for Infinity War?
What do you mean?
Which part? Part 1 and Part 2?
Probably 2, just because of its ending.
Yeah, probably. So, I'll describe a fan.
Is Part 1 and 2 both coming out in 2000?
No. One is 2018, second is 2019.
Oh, my gosh. We've got 4 years.
Yeah, but I know. I'm not gonna see.
I'm
gonna do what our friend Faith Foster does. I'm not gonna see Part One until Part Two comes out.
What stupid thing to do.
No, Faith. Great. Faith does it all the time. Great.
Stop dropping names.
Okay.
But it's still stupid.
No, it's not.
You're gonna wait a year, Evan. You realize everything's gonna get spoiled for you. Everyone's gonna be talking about it.
I'm gonna say no. Don't bring it up.
Good luck. I had the Fast and Furious get spoiled for me.
Oh, Speed and Furious. Furious.
That's coming out in a few days,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming out on Friday.
I'm excited. Are you
excited? Yep. So, yeah. In the movie, the team will come back to...
Did I just say not say anything?
No, just let me tell them.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
Watch
Rochambeau. Rochambeau.
Watch the trailer. Watch the trailer. Don't listen to this guy.
Okay, here's...
Whoa, hold on. Let me...
Paul.
What?
Everyone's going to miss Paul Walker. Well, that's our topic for the day. It was nice for y'all to be here, and my cousin Callahan, we will see you next time. Goodbye.